Today's daf is daf Lamed Zayin. So I figured we'd take it from the Mishnah on the end of Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Kol mitzvah shituliyah b'aretz, any mitzvah that depends on the land, so eino noheges el b'aretz. The halach is that it's only noheg in Eretz Yisrael itself. V'sheinu tuliyah b'aretz, something that's not dependent on the land itself, rather it's a mitzvah begufo, that's noheges bein b'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. That's going to be practiced no matter where they live, whether a person's in Eretz Yisrael or chutz la'aretz, that mitzvah will be practiced everywhere. Chutz min ha'arla ve'aklaim, except for arla, which is the iser of eating fruits for the first 3 years, that applies equally in Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz. Even though it's a chavas ha'aretz, it's a special exception. It applies even chutz la'aretz and klaim as well. Rashi explains. You look at Rashi in the top of Lamed Zayin. Chutz min ha'arla ve'aklaim she'af al pi she'tulius ba'aretz. Even though these two mitzvahs are dependent on the land, nohagim nohagim af b'chutz la'aretz. They apply even outside. Ha'arla halacha, to halacha Moshe Sinai, that arla applies even in chutz la'aretz. And that kalayim mid divrei sofrim, this is a special divrei sofrim, the chachamim later on we're going to see tomorrow's daf lam and chesem and beis, mid divrei sofrim, that kalayim apply in chutz la'aretz as well. Other than these two, no other mitzvos are noheges in chutz la'aretz. There is a long tosis we're not going to do, which just talks about other applications. One that comes to mind is possibly mitzvah challah. Challah is also seemingly a mitzvah that's taller on the ground, even though we make it when it's dough. It's certain things that are connected to the ground, the wheat that grows. That is noheges even chutz la'aretz. But that's a long tosis, not for now. Then comes along Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Af HaChadash. So to Chadash, a week from today, all Chadash is going to turn to Yashin and permitted. That's going to be the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. It's that second day Yantif, so Sunday, everything's going to be Mutter. All Chadash turns into Yashin. But that Isser, Rabbi Eliezer says, even Chadash. Unclear what Rabbi Eliezer is referring to. Is he being Machmir or Mekel? The Gemara will address what he means. But he says, so to Chadash is either going to be Asr or Mutter. Fine. So the Gemara says, my tulio, my sheno tulio, what does it mean when it says that it's dependent on the aretz versus not dependent on the aretz? So Gemara says, ilema, if it means to say tulio, if tulio means dechsiv ba bia, v'sheno tulio deloksiv bia, if tulio means, does it say bia in the context of that mitzvah? And eino tulio means it doesn't say bia in that context. Is that the halacha, that bia means entering into Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi quotes a number of these different examples. Rashi tuliyah dechsebe chetala hakasa bebias aretz kigon kisavo kiviyacha. So may tuliyah means that it's tuliyah on entering into Eretz Yisrael, and many times the pasuk says kisavo or kiviyacha. If that's really the difference, whether it says bia or doesn't say bia by the mitzvah, and bia means tuliyah aretz, and it's only noeg in Eretz Yisrael, and when it doesn't say bia, it's noheges everywhere. But harei tefillin ubet petachamor. These two mitzvahs, dichsiv behen bia, it says bia by tefillin, it says bia by petach hamor, but yet we know, nagin bein b'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. The halacha is that a person wears tefillin equally in chutz la'aretz as he does in Eretz Yisrael. And so too, if a person has a firstborn donkey, the same halacha would apply, bein b'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, even though it says bia. So tuliyah b'aretz cannot be when it says bia, nothing to do with bia at all. Amar of Yehuda, hachikamar. The Mishnah means as follows. Kol mitzvah shehi chovas haguf, anything that is incumbent upon the person's body himself, noheges bein b'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. It's going to be practiced no matter where he is. Something that's chovas karka, something that's a chiv on the karka, eino noheges ela b'aretz. That's only practiced in Eretz Yisrael. So look at Rashi for some examples. Rashi says, seven narrow lines down in Rashi, chovas haguf hainu, eino tuli b'aretz. What's a chovas haguf? Eino mutalas lo ala karka, v'lo al gidulav, it's not dependent on the ground, it's not dependent on the things that grow, ela al gufo shel adam, it's on the person's body physically, not physically really, but kigon shabbos, tefillin, avodas kochavim, petach hamor, mila, arayos, kiyotzi behem. These things are any mitzvahs that are not connected to the ground at all. And chovas karka is shemutalas al hakarka o gidulav, either it depends on the ground or it depends on the things that grow from the ground, kigon chumos and maestros, chala, leket, shicha, Peya, Shvius, Chadash, Arla, Kalim. These are the list of many of the mitzvahs. Now, each of them requires some discussion, because Shvius is a discussion whether Shemitah is a din of Afkasa de Malka, the Gemara says in Bamatzia, or to Afkasa de Gavra, whether it's a Chiyah Chovas Guf or a Chovas Gavra, Chovas Karka. So even within Chovas Karka, there is further to be me'ayin into how much of a chavos karka is that really, or is it really a chavos gavra to ensure that the karka gets some type of hefker during Shemitah. But again, generally speaking, there's chavos karka and there's chavos haguf. Chavos haguf is no heges everywhere, chavos karka only in Eretz Yisrael, with the exception of Arla and Klai. Gemara wants to know, menahani mila, how do I know that this is true? The Tanur Rabban, the Brisa says, Eilu Achukim, the Pasuk says, Eilu Achukim, Eilu HaMidrashas. This refers to drushes. And when the Pasuk says, V'hamishpatim, Eilu HaDin, refer to the Choshem Mishpat Halachas. Asher Tishmarun, that you're supposed to keep, Zu Mishnah. Rashi explains, why is Mishnah connected to Shemira? So Rashi explains, Tishmarun, Zu Mishnah, Shemivia, Lidei Maisa. Dechsev Tishmarun La'asos. That learning Mishnayos leads to keeping the mitzvahs, it leads to being Shomer the mitzvahs. Then it says, lasos zu maisa, means actually implementing the mitzvahs and following through. And ba'aretz, the pasuk says, that's the end of the pasuk. That's part of the pasuk. I'll read the pasuk inside and the side here. Eilu hachukim ha'mishpatim asher tishmun lasos ba'aretz, that you do in Eretz Yisrael. So yachal kol mitzvahs kulan lo yihu no hagen el ba'aretz. The pasuk has a very exhaustive list. Mishpatim and chukim, everything's only ba'aretz, only in Eretz Yisrael. Perhaps tefillin, there's only a mitzvah of tefillin in Eretz Yisrael. Tamalomar, the pasuk says, Kol hayomim asher atem chayim al hadama, the pasuk says, all the days that you live. So, wherever you live, Rashi says, asher atem chayim, wherever you are, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. So we see that there's a steer in the pasuk, whether it means dafka ba'aretz, or there's a refer to chayim, kol hayomim asher atem chayim al hadama, wherever you are. So Gemara says, I kol yomim, if we have that pasuk alone, where it says kol yomim, that all the days, wherever you are, yachal yu nogin bein bart bein mechutzarts, I would think all mitzvahs should be nohagim everywhere, no matter where Eretz Yisrael or chutzarts. So there's a steer in psukim. Tamalomar ba'aretz. So that, no, it limits it. So which one's which? So achashriba kasev amit. So from the fact that part of the pasuk includes, and the other pasuk excludes, say lumeit mad, mimasha amar binin. So what's the context of this discussion? So the very next pasuk says, "Abed tabdun eskal makomos, destroy all the places." Asher avdu sham. The rest of the pasuk says, "Asher avdu sham hagoyim asher atem yorishim osam es Eloheihem al haharim va'aramim va'agvos v'sachatz kol etz v'radim." You're supposed to destroy all the places where there's avodah zara. So what do we learn? So the Gemara says, "Ma avodas kochavim yuchedes shichovas aguf v'noeges bein ba'aretz bein l'chutz la'aretz." Avodas kochavim is not a mitzvah that's tali on the ground at all; it's tali on me, and yet that's something that's practiced no matter where you live. So that being the binyanav, so too af kol shehi chovas aguf noeges bein ba'aretz bein l'chutz la'aretz. So too any other mitzvah that's mutelas on an individual, that's going to be practiced no matter where, whether Eretz Yisrael or chutz la'aretz. Okay. So this is the source. We do know the famous Ramban al-Torah, who says, he asks the question, why is it true that Yaakov Avinu married two sisters, which is an Issa Deraisa? So he answers, because Chutz La'aretz, you don't have to keep the mitzvahs. So how that squares with this Gemara, you have to figure that out, but that's what he writes. You don't have to keep the mitzvahs outside of Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, this Mishnah and Gemara says otherwise, and that's how we certainly practice otherwise, that there are mitzvahs even in Chutz La'aretz. Now the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Chutz min ha'arla v'aklaim. Arla and klaim apply even in Chutz La'aretz, even though they are Tluya Baretz. So Yibari Lahu, now Rabbi Eliezer argued and said, Af HaChadosh. So what's Rabbi Eliezer coming to do? Is he coming to Lechula Palig or Lechumer Palig? Is he arguing to be lenient or is he arguing to be Machmir? So the Gemara says, Lechumer Palig, is he arguing he's being more Machmir and saying as follows, V'hachi Kamar. Tanakama holds, Chutz min ha'arlo min ha'klayim, these two are Noeges b'Chutz La'aretz, the Hilchasa Gemirla. These two have a special halacha Moshe Mesinai, a special Kabbalah, that these two are practiced even in Chutz La'aretz. Afagav Dikel Meimar Chovas HaKarka. Even though they are dependent on the Karka, this is a special exception. Aval, but the Tanakhama stops there and says, Aval Chadash Ba'aretz in B'Chutz La'aretz lo. When it comes to the halachas of Chadash, we do not practice that. So what's having it to think that one would? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Aval Chadash, around right where we are in the Gemara, even though it says the word Moshe Rosechem at the end of the pasuk of Lechem of the Kli v'Karmei v'Gomer, which means everywhere you live, all your Moshe Rosechem, so says Rashi, lav lemeimar b'chol makom shatam yoshu, not to say that wherever you live you practice chadash, Ela lomar shaf ba'aret lo nischayvu kol yud beis yud dalad rather shana shayum begilgal shekavshu v'shchalku atchin nishyashvu haba v'hikir kol achas eshalom. So what it means is that even in Eretz Yisrael there's a limitation. The chadash is only practiced in Eretz Yisrael once the 14 years of conquering the land is complete. That's what it means. Bechol Moshe Sechem, until once everybody reaches where the specific Shevet is, where they're supposed to be living, and that's what Moshe Sechem means within Eretz Yisrael, but not to say all across the world. That's where Tanakhama is coming from. And then the Gemara says now, again, Aval Chadosh Ba'aretz in Bechutz Larts Lo, according to the Tanakhama. My time, why? Because Moshev La'achar Yerusha V'yeshiva Mashma. So when it says the word Moshev in the context of Chala, it seems to be indicated after the Yerusha, after the Yeshiva, after they took over all of Eretz Yisrael, then it says Moshe Rosechem, that's when Moshe Rosechem refers to once they've settled into their land, but not referring to the entire world. That's all according to the Tanakhama. So now comes along, V'asir Rabbi Eliezer L'meimer, Af Chadash Noeg Bein Ba'aretz Bein B'chutzlartz. He's machmir to say the Chadash even applies in Chutzlartz. That's a third exception, even though it's Chovas HaKarka, it does apply B'chol Moshe Rosechem. My time, what's Rabbi Eliezer's reason for applying Chadash even in Chutzlartz? Moshev B'chol Makom Neshatam Yoshvim, it means. Moshe Rosechem means wherever you live. So this, according to Rabbi Eliezer, which is possibly how we might paskin halach lemaisa, which is why many are machmir even in chadash and yashan and chutzlarts. It might be an issa deraisa according to Rabbi Eliezer. The fact that most are not machmir and chadash is a big, big shaila. Why not? There's a Bach who explains and there's Rama and others, Svek Sveika. Fine. That's all according to one reading of the Mishnah. The other reading of the Mishnah is, O Dilma Lakula Palak. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer is more makil, v'hachi kamar. Tanakama holds chutz min arlev aklayim. Those two apply in chutzlarts. The hilchas agamirla. There's a special kabbalah. The kol shekein chadash and a kalvachomer. Even though it's not mentioned in the mishnah, it's a kalvachomer that of course chadash should apply as well in chutzlarts. Demoshav komakum shatem yoshev mashma. The pasuk says bechol mimoshvo seichem by chadash, which implies everywhere you live. So certainly that is applicable even in chutzlarts lefi Tanakama. So in light of that, now we read V'asa Rabbi Eliezer Lemeimer. Rabbi Eliezer comes to argue in Chachamim and Chadash Eino Noeg Ela Ba'aretz. They argue that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. The Moshe V'Acha Yerusha V'Yeshiva Mashma. So when it says Moshe Sechem, it means after they've conquered the land. It's referring to after the 14 years, and that's when you have the halachas of Chadash, but not to say it's Chutzlarts. Umay Af, so what do you mean Af? Af comes to add on. Af, Kamaisa, it's coming to add on to the beginning. Just like the beginning, all these other halachas of regular mitzvos ha-tluyos ba'aretz are noheges, only ba'aretz, so do Chadash is also only noheges ba'aretz. Now, according to this understanding, it turns out Tanakama are the ones that hold Chadash applies to Chutzlarts, which might be why we have to be noeg, like the Tanakama, like Chadash is also even in Chutzlarts. So, in the end of the day, what's the reading? What is Rabbi Eliezer's position, and what's the Tanakama's position about Chadash? So, Toshma, the Gemara brings a raya, Damar, bye, says, Man Tana de Palagaled de Rabbi Eliezer. Who is the Tanakama who argues on Rabbi Eliezer? Abai tells us it's Rabbi Yishmael. Desanya, the Baisa tells us, Lamedcha, to teach us, Shekomakum, Shenemar, Bo Moshev. Whenever the pasuk uses the word Moshev, Eino El Al Acher, Yerusha, V'Yeshiva, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Only comes to tell me that after the land has already been conquered, that's what it means, Moshev Sechem. To tell us that, let's see, we'll read the response. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Kiva says back to Rabbi Yishmael, Harei Shabbos Shenemar Ba Moshevos, V'Noegis Bein Barts Bein Bechutzarts. What do you mean? You think Moshev is limited only to Eretz Yisrael? Shabbos, it says Moshevos, and yet we know Shabbos is practiced everywhere in the world. So Moshevos does not limit where it's going to be practiced. So Amar Lei. So he says back, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yishmael says back, Shabbos is a Kavachomer Asya. You don't need the word Moshevos or not. It doesn't affect anything because Shabbos is so obvious. That's Noheges Bein Barts Bein Bechutzarts. Why? Ma mitzvos kalos nohegos noagos bein barts bein chutzlarts. Just like the lesser types of mitzvos are practiced anywhere in the world. So then Shabbos chamira, Shabbos which has a iser skila, la kol shekein, certainly that's going to be practiced. So I'm not going to be fazed by the fact that the pasuk says Moshe by Shabbos because it's a kavachomer that applies across the board. So either way, what we see from here, midamar Abai, from the fact that Abai says man tana de pala galed Rabbi Elazar is Rabbi Yishmael, that Rabbi Yishmael is the author of the Tana that argues on Rabbi Eliezer. Shma Amina, this tells us that Rabbi Eliezer is L'chumra palig shmamina. It must be that Rabbi Elazar argues l'chumra, that why? So Rabbi Yishmael says that anytime it says moshvos, so it limits it to Eretz Yisrael only, so therefore chadash is going to be applied only in Eretz Yisrael and nowhere else. Kamos on Rabbi Elazar must be to be machmir, that chadash applies even in chutzlart. That's how the Gemara initially wants to understand this machlokas, this Abai's understanding of Rabbi Eliezer versus Rabbi Yishmael. Mara says, wait a second, you can't make such a bring such a raya from here. Because michti, let's analyze this brisa. Rabbi Yishmael ahechi kai. We didn't get the context of this discussion. What exactly was Rabbi Yishmael saying when he's talking about Moshe, that Moshe only applies after Yerusha and after Yeshiva? He's referring to kai nechasim. He's referring to nesachim rather. Nesachim, the lacha is that you have to bring nesachim when it comes to karbanos, you bring all these different wine libations with it. So what's he telling us? The Nisachim Bia Umoshev Ksibahu. When it talks about the halachas of Nisachim, the Pasuk says, Daber b'nei Yisrael amarta aleihem, ki savo el eretz moshoseichem, when you go into the land of your place of living, asher ani nosein lachem, when it says Bia Moshev, discussing the halachas of Nisachim. So, hachi kamar. So what Rabbi Shmuel says is as follows. Lame to teach us, shekol makom shenemar Bia Umoshev, whenever it says Bia Umoshev in the Pasuk, Einu ela la'acha Yerusha of Yeshiva divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That means the halacha is only applicable after the conquering of the 14 years of conquering. That's what he's referring to. So he's not referring to at all anything about general about our discussion of chadash. If you look at Rashi, Rashi hachi kamar, three lines from the top. Hachi kamar Rabbi Yishmael. Shekamakum shenemar biu moshav v'chadash aser Rabbi Shmuel le'ashminam dechse benami bias arts umoshavos umoshavos. So what's he telling us here? And therefore, it's not a raya anymore. He's telling us that chadash as well is only aser after the 14 years of conquering, right? And therefore, what? How are we translating this?
Don't be a raya then. Is this the answer? Hachi kamar. Is
Hachikamar
the answer, or is it part of the question?
Let's see. I think you're right. This is the answer. Okay. Fine. So what was the question? And look back at Rashi before that. The Rashi on top here says, Bia o Moshe k'sibahu, v'heicha yalef minei Moshe b'lo Bia. Right. By Chadash, it says only Moshe, but it doesn't say Bia. You can't bring me a raya from Nisachim where it says Bia and Moshe together. So then the response is...
You can bring a raya because by chadash it also says bia.
So what was the havamina? What was havamina to think that I didn't say?
Well, the raya was just for Moshe's.
But Rashi says, how can you bring a raya to a place that Moshe below bia? And where it says, no, it also says bia by this case as well. I'm not sure quite what Havamina is, but either way, as it stands, it still serves as a raya. See, Hachi, if it's all about when it says Moshe Vubia, if that's what's the criteria needed, Ihachi, Amar Lo Rabbi Kiva, Hare Shabbos, Shinemar Bab Moshevos. And Amar Lo, right, so it says Moshevos, but it doesn't say Bia there as well. So why is that a question at all? So says the Gemara, Amar Le, so Rabbi Shmuel responds back, Shabbos is a Kavachomer here. So what Rabbi Shmuel should have responded was, not that it's a Kavachomer, Neimalei, Ana Bia Moshev Kamina. I'm talking about Bia Moshev. And my Shabbos, it only says Moshev, it doesn't say Bia. You can't bring me a Kasha from a Shabbos. Why is he giving another explanation of Kavachomer? So Gemara says, Chad Vod Kamar. He has two responses. I have two responses for you, says Rabbi Shmuel. Chad, number one, Dana Bia Moshev Kamina. My whole discussion is only when it says both Bia Moshev and Shabbos, it only says Moshev, it doesn't say Bia. Moreover, I have another question, another response to you. The Ka'amr is Hare Shabbos, Shenamar Bo Moshevos. From that discussion, that shaila you had, Shabbos is a Kavachomer. From the Kavachomer, that certainly applies Bein Ba'aretz, Bein L'chutzaretz. So what exactly, B'mai Kamifli, what exactly is the Nakudas Machlokis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? What's the Nafkamina between the two of them? So the nafkamina is, says the Gemara, Bekirvo Nisachim b'midbar kamiflagi. They're arguing about whether or not they brought Nisachim in the midbar. That's the whole shaila here. So says the Gemara, further, Rabbi Shmuel savar lo kirvo Nisachim b'midbar, Rabbi Kiva savri kirvo Nisachim b'midbar. Rabbi Shmuel felt that they did not, because since it says Bir Moshev, there was not a heter of Nesachim until they conquered the land in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva felt that no, one would be allowed to, one did actually bring Nesachim even in the Midbar. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says Rabbi Shmuel Savar lo kirva Nesachim b'Midbar. Even though it says by the Miluim, it certainly was, they certainly brought Nesachim. They're Pesukim that said they brought Nesachim in the Mishkan. Granted, Rabbi Shmuel agrees that they brought Nesachim and Karbanos Tzibor, but the Yachid did not bring until they entered into Eretz Yisrael, and after they completed the 14 years of taking over the land. But Rabbi Kiva says, Rashi Savar, Kirvu Nesachim, they did bring Nesachim in the Midbar, Liyachid, the Midbar. Even Yachid brought Misha Kirvu L'Rabim. Once they started bringing Nesachim for the Rabim, then there was also a heter for the Yechidim to bring Nesachim as well. Hilkach, Al Karchach, says Rashi, Ila Tina Nesachim Lebama Gedola, Lo Itzrech Kra, Shekvar Tunas Havamedes. If it's coming to tell you that Nesachim are permitted on the Bama Gedola in Eretz Yisrael, that was unnecessary because it already was permitted from the times of the Mishkan. The only heter this pasuk, what does it mean, bias aretz, when it comes to Nesachim? There's a special heter for those 14 years. Those 14 years, there was the only time in history where a bamas yachid was permitted to have a personal barbecue in your backyard, a personal bama, mizbech, in your backyard. That was only permitted for 14 years. So the pasuk tells me, during those 14 years, you're allowed to bring also personal Nesachim on that Bamas Yachid. But when it came to the Bamas Gadol, which had the din of a Mizbech, the din of the Mishkan, that was certainly permitted according to Rabbi Kiva, because even from the times of the Midbar, they already had been bringing Nesachim. Okay. Gemara says now around 10 lines down, Amar Abai says, Hi Tana, the Rabbi Shmuel, Mapik, Mi'idach, Tana, the Rabbi Shmuel. This Brisa, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, brought another source for this concept. Let's see. So Gemara says, the Tana, the Baby Rabbi Shmuel, Hovenemru bios b'torah stam upratlecha hakasa b'achad mehem lachar yusha uvishiva. Since it says bia many places in the Torah, but really without explanation, and one place it singles out that bia means after Yerusha and after yeshiva, after those 14 years. So af, we could learn from that one time of singling it out, af kol lachar yusha of yeshiva. So to every mention of bia is after the 14 years. That's teaching us what? That's halacha. How we know that Nesachim and I guess Chadash are only applicable after the 14 years. V'idach, the one who did not use this pasuk, this klal prat type of drasha, stamu prat type of drasha, that they used the earlier drasha of Bia Moshav, idach mishum dehava melach ubikurim shnei ksuvim abam kechad v'chol shnei ksuvim abam kechad eim melamdim. Because we have two instances where they single out the bia that you require bia umoshav, namely by melach and bikurim. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says upralecha ba'achas mehen. You see that Rashi says gave melach. It says in Parsha Shoftim k'siv ki savo el haaretz v'yirashta v'yishavta ba v'marta v'asima alai melach. So the mitzvah of appointing a king only applies after Yerusha, after Yeshiva. That's where it's been singled out. So to all other places where it says bia, it means after Yerusha and after Yeshiva. But the response is, it also says the second time by Bikurim, says Rashi, Vaya kisavo el haaretz, de parish ba nami Yerusha of Yeshiva. So you have two psukim, two mitzvahs that mention Yeshiva and Yerusha in describing what Bia means. And we know, we saw already a few times in this Masechta, so you can't use it as a source, you have to find another source, how you know Chadash in other places requires Yeshiva and Bia as well. So it says, Tan de Be Yishmael, no. You learn from these two psukim? Because these two psukim, you don't have the klal chol shnei ksuvim. Why? Because these two psukim are necessary. You couldn't learn one from the next. And we already learned, when you can't learn two psukim from the next, they're both independently needed, then you do not apply the klal of chol shnei ksuvim abam kechad em lamdim. So why did you need both psukim of bikurim and melech tzricha? Because Rachman and Melech had the Torah only told us that Melech is only after yeshiva and Yerusha velo because of bikurim, and did not tell us that bikurim also has to wait. I would have thought Bikurim, the Kamis Hane, La Alter. Bikurim, which is some type of Hana involved there, maybe right away as you enter into Eretz Yisrael, there should be that mitzvah of Bikurim. Well, what's the Svara of the Mishane, of the Hana? Why is that a valid Svara? I don't know. There's a Hana, the farmer gets a certain Hana from it, so maybe the mitzvah should be right away, okay? V'kasa bikurim had. We only learned that bikurim has to wait after Yerusha and Yeshiva. So then, v'lo kasa melech, and it didn't tell us that melech also has to wait. Havamina, I would have thought melech didarcho lichavish l'alter. So since the king, it's a derech of him to conquer, and that's why we entered into Eretz Yisrael, to conquer, to take over the land, maybe you should appoint a king right away. Kamash v'lan, the pasuk had to say melech as well, has to wait 14 years at least. So we see they're both independent, and therefore you can learn from those two psukim to kol ha-Torah kula. V'idach, the other one says, no, not true, they're not both independently needed. Nichta rachman melech, I could have written melech, the melech has to wait until Yerusha and Yeshiva. Lo bai bikurim, and I don't have to tell me, the pasuk shouldn't have told me bikurim. V'anamina, I would have made the following kal v'chomer. Ma melech did l'chavesh l'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva. Bikurim lo kol shekein. If a king is needed to conquer, and yet Torah told us to delay 14 years at least to appoint a king, so certainly Bikurim, which is unnecessary, certainly that should have to wait 14 years as well. So there, based on the Kal v'chomer, it was unnecessary to say Bikurim. The fact that the Torah says Bikurim anyways tells me that you cannot learn from Bikurim and Melech. V'idach, the other, Ikhasiv hachi havamina midi dehava achala. No, had the word Bikurim not been, had the Torah not told us that Bikurim has to wait, I would have learned Bikurim perhaps from Chala. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Mida dehava achala. Da kol modem, everybody is in agreement, chenes chayvu b'miyad. Everybody agrees that the mitzvah Chala applied the moment they entered into Eretz Yisrael, d'chsib ba b'vo achem, when you enter in. B'tanya, the Braisa tells us, it's really Sifrei in Parsha Shlach. Mishuna b'yazu mikol b'yel shebatorah. This mention of b'vo achem by Chala is different than any other b'yel in the Torah. Shenemar behem ki v'yacha ki savo, it says when you enter, when you'll enter. V'kan nemar b'vo'achem, as you, in your coming in, mi'cheven shebo nischayv, the moment, not when you get there, it's b'vo'achem, in your entrance into Eretz Yisrael, you're ready chayv at that moment. That's a drasha that everybody agrees to. So maybe one would think to learn bikurim from Chala, doesn't say why, but not sure the connection necessarily, but bikurim perhaps can be learned from Chala, and that should be chayv right away. Kamash Blan, the pasuk tells you that Bikurim also has to wait till Yerusha and Yeshiva as well. Okay. Somebody was asking me, why does Maseches Kedushin have so many drushes? There's wonderful stuff here, but a lot of drushes, Kal v'chomers, and the first few blots certainly, and then these Kol Shnei Aksum Abam Kechad. So I didn't really have a good answer, but I suggested me, Al Pi Drush, obviously. Maybe the fact is, just like a marriage, a wedding requires a lot of effort, a lot of toil, a lot of details. So too, a lot of drushes. So too, Maseches Kedushin, the same thing.
Yuvama must require even more toil.
Says the Gemara. Hashta damris chovas aguf. Now that we've established already that a mitzvah that's incumbent upon an individual, no, I guess bein barts, bein b'chutzlarts, Moshe of the kotzer rachmana gabe Shabbos lamali. So what's the need? So why does the pasuk just maybe leave out the word Moshev? Don't try to throw us off. We know Shabbos applies across the board. What's the chiddush of saying Moshev, Moshvos, by Shabbos? Sagdat dechamina, because I already know that Shabbos applies everywhere. They don't need to tell me that it's Bechol Moshev Seichem. That's unnecessary. So the Gemara explains, Sagdat dechamina, I would have thought, since it's mentioned in the context of the Moadim, right, where it's mentioned, the Parsha Emor, the very first. When Parsha Emor says Eila Moadim, these are the Moadim, the very first thing is mentioned is Shabbos, and then it goes on to speak about the Moadim. It speaks about Erev Pesach, Korban Pesach first, and then it speaks about Pesach itself, and then it goes on about Shavuos. So why is Shabbos mentioned in that Parsha's Moadim? So to tell us, there's a having to think the connection. Now, if the Gura famously writes that when it says Sheish Yom Tavod V'Yom Ashvi, you rest, that means the 6 days and the 7 days doesn't refer to Shabbos actually. It's based on a medrash. The 6 days refer to the six Yom Tovim we have throughout the year, and the seventh day Shabbos is referring to Yom Kippur. Right? We have 2 days of Pesach, 1 day of Shavuos, 1 day of Rosh Hashanah, and then 2 days of Sukkot. That's 6 days of regular Yom Tif, and then Yom Kippur is the seventh. That's exactly Yom Shabbosim. So that's the idea. But either way, Pashtus is, it mentions Shabbos when it talks about the Moadim. Why? So says the Gemara, so one would think maybe since Shabbos is mentioned in the context of Moados, Tibai Kiddush, it requires Kiddush, Rashi explains, Ki Moados, just like the other Moadim. Rashi explains, Tibai Kiddush, Bezdin. Bezdin has to be Makdish Shabbos, like it does Yom Tif. V'lo Nog Kiddush El B'Yehuda. Kedamar B'Sanhedrin called Drisha Shata Dorish Yid B'Shcheinu Shemakom. So the halacha is that maybe one would think that there should be only a Kiddush Bezdin of Shabbos as well. Kamashmalan, that even no matter where you are, Shabbos is kaima wherever you live. It doesn't require a kiddush at all. B'chol Moshe v'Seichem. Then the Gemara asks, Moshe of the Kasa Rachman Agavi Chayil v'Adam. These two things are also Chovas Aguf, and they apply everywhere. So why does it mention Moshe? Lamali. It's Rich Sakedat Techamin. I would have thought Hol Binyan the Karbanos Ksiva. Since it says the Isra of eating these fats and dam is mentioned in the context of Karbanos, there's Mandika carbon in this Haser, Chayil v'Adam. One might think that maybe it depends on whenever there's a mitzvah of karbanos. When there is no mitzvah of karbanos, bizman hazeh, there's no Beit HaMikdash. So then maybe there'd be no isra of chayil v'dam, k'mashmalan Moshe b'chol Moshe v'seichem. Then the Gemara asks, Moshe of the kasa rachmana gavi matzah umar lamali. Appropriate, of course, for this week. That's a chovas aguf, that a person eats matzah maram pasach. So why does it mention Moshe? It's derech, it's needed. Because I mean, I would have thought, hold the kasa of almond matzah maram yochluhu. So that you're supposed to eat the matzah maror with the carbon pesach, bisman dika pesach in, bisman deleka pesach lo. One might think only when there's a carbon pesach is there a mitzvah of matzah maror, but when there is no carbon pesach, there is no mitzvah. Kamashla moshav, even when there is no mitzvah of carbon pesach, there's still a mitzvah of eating matzah umar. Then the Gemara says, "Bia the kasa rachmana gavi tefillin upeter chamor lamali." Why did it say bia kiviyacha by tefillin and peter chamor? The Gemara says, "Hahumi barley." That's needed to tell me lichdatana. The Beir Rabbi Shmuel, "Asa mitzvah zu shebishvila tikanish la'aretz." These two mitzvahs are so unique that by performing tefillin and performing peter chamor, that's going to bring you back into Eretz Yisrael. That's the schar you're getting by doing it. That's going to what's going to warrant you in to Eretz Yisrael. Fascinating. So that's why you see there's a big in, and whenever there's a unique mitzvah, Petach Hamor, they make a whole big to-do. People spend a lot of money to try to perform this mitzvah. A chavrusa of mine, who was a well-off individual, so when he comes late, I tell him he owes me a donkey. He has to buy me a firstborn donkey because I really want to perform this mitzvah. He's yet to buy it for me, but I'm hoping one day maybe he will. Okay. Everyone have a wonderful day. Good luck on your preparations.